You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Going off the rail.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Crazy train.
The train is an analogy.
It's a huge analogy. The a listener said, as one of our bump battles, Shatner versus Richard Cheese.
Okay.
That is cheesy.
And you do Richard Cheese sort of like you do with, who was the other one? Oh, it was him. It was him and the songs he mocks.
Right.
Yeah, I think that was what we discussed.
Well, we talked about doing a Pat Boone.
Pat Boone and right? The metal songs that he.
Right, because there's 10 songs on that. I just need 9. And we do Pat Boone versus metal. I think we're going to do that this week.
Boone versus metal. Okay.
White sport coat. Welcome. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wakeys. How was your weekend?
It was wonderful. Yes.
I know you were partying Friday night.
The Angel poker party.
That shirt you were wearing.
The big deal poker party.
Muy caliente.
Oh, well, thank you.
You look great.
Yeah, thanks.
So.
A great time was had by all. I did not play poker because, you know,
I didn't even know her.
I think you, but, I think my attention span is just too short to just sit there and play poker, but, had a great time, really nice time.
Were you sneaking back and forth to a TV, somewhere to possibly watch the Wildcats?
I did not see a moment of the game.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I saw 0.0 of the game.
Thank you.
I did check the score a couple of times, and
yeah,
I think had it been closer, I might have, you know, tippy-toed down the hall to the bar and watched the game, or at least caught a part of it. But as I saw that it was getting further and further away from the desired outcome, I'm like,
From what I saw, no run game, and then defense needs a little work, right? But no run game, pass to McMillan, gang tackle. Right, they never let that guy turn and go anywhere. It was catch the ball because he's great at he's amazing, right?
Glue,
right?
Hands of glue.
Catch the ball, 5 guys on him, drop him.
Yeah,
right. And that's basically four quarters of that game. So, but we'll get it.
There was one story I wanted to share with you. Saturday morning, Mrs. ESQ and I were out. Yeah. And we went to like a. I'm not going to name the place because it's irrelevant to the story. We went to like a Greasy Spoon, like a breakfast place, you know, eggs, bacon, potatoes, pancakes, all that stuff, you know. We had breakfast for two.
Okay. Hold on. What did you, are you going to get me to the price tag on this thing?
Yeah. That's the whole purpose of the story.
All right. So what did you order?
Bacon and eggs.
Both of you got bacon and eggs.
Mrs. ESQ got,
omelet, pancakes, waffles. What are we doing?
It was eggs and I don't remember what if she got any garnet with it or not. But
all right, so two egg plates, basically
two basic egg breakfasts.
You guys, did you order coffee?
I got juice.
Juice is expensive as hell.
She got coffee.
Juice is like ordering a glass of whiskey right now.
It is. I didn't realize.
Like, if you were getting a small.
I didn't know I was asking for the single barreled orange juice.
A glass of juice at breakfast is more expensive than one shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Something like that.
All right. So let me get this in. 15, 30, coffee and drink, 40. Tax. That gets you to, let's see, hold on. 45, and then am I doing before tip or after?
Before tip.
45.
$37.99. I looked at the check and I said, man, this is something that not that long ago was maybe $10.
Yeah.
Right? 10, yep. Maybe 12.
So I'm telling you, I bought those two large pizzas. This is why this sucks for you. You don't live near the Highlands where Brian Steiner and the crew cook, okay? So I get those two pizzas last Friday.
Yeah.
Right? I got a double pepperoni and a meatball and sun-dried tomato. 16-inch large pizzas, extra well done. I ordered a cup of coffee while I was waiting for the pizza, and I was talking to a couple of people I saw there, right? So two large pizzas, coffee, and then I felt so bad it was so cheap, I gave a $4 chip to the bartender who helped me out.
Yeah.
I was still out the door for $38.
Yeah. Is that, like, those are huge pies. I saw the picture.
Say what?
Yeah.
We're still eating off of them.
You sure this is enough? Yeah. You sure you charged me enough? Anyway, it was just an eye-opening thing. And of all the things that go into the calculus, you know, running through people's minds when they walk into that voting booth, I've just got to think that, and we don't go out
for
breakfast.
It's up to the Republicans to make the case.
We don't go out to breakfast all that much.
Yeah.
Because it's just easier to cook it ourselves. Wow. It was just eye opening.
I'm telling you, orange juice is unbelievable.
So hopefully it just goes through people's heads like, wow, I'm paying all sorts of money for things that shouldn't be costing that
much.
We
were up in Phoenix. It was the four of us. And we went to this place called Eggstacy.
Yes.
There's a few of them, and nothing was cheaper than 14. Usually everything was about 18, but the 14 was like two pieces of French toast with nothing. And I remember one of my kids ordered a juice. Like me, I remember looking at the thing, it was like $9 for a glass of juice. I'm like, and he's of drinking age. You could have got a Bloody Mary for this, man.
You know. Oh, man. But anyway, the angel big deal poker party was just a lot of fun, and I'm sure they raised a lot of money, and
as usual,
people who played poker were just in hog heaven because they were just having a great old time.
Very cool.
So, and we saw some of our friends from the drive and from
Bustos. Saw the pictures.
Yeah. So it was just a really well organized and executed event, and again, hopefully it raised a lot of, I think it's when they total everything up, and they will have raised a lot of money for a good cause.
They always are cranking the dough over there. Great work.
Yep.
We did the Foothills Daycation after we watched the U of A game eating Highlands pizzas.
I am all ears.
We did the I woke up early. Man, you had a 4:30 ball game that I had to watch, but then I had to break away from it because I had pickleball with Marcus Van Nostrand. So we played pickleball. Then I came back, watched the Liverpool game a little bit. But then I wanted to I knew it was going to be a two-nap day.
Two-napper.
It was a two-napper because I had to rest after that. But then we had me and Mrs. D did the massage at the Westward Look.
Excellent.
And so we do the thing where one goes – we don't do that. We're not a fan of the couples massage. We don't need to be in the room together thing.
Okay.
It's not our jam. So she went first. I went second.
Superb.
A friend of ours was taking care of us who did a great job.
Superb.
And, you know, and then she was sitting on the back patio when I was done having a, you know, a gin and tonic and reading her book. Looking
a $7
over the
orange juice.
It was cheaper than orange juice. I'm going to start looking up how much orange juice is. It's amazing.
And the other funny thing about where we stopped, and again, I'm not mentioning the place on purpose because it's a good place, and I don't think my experience there would have been any difference. It's not, you know, as Kamala likes to say, it's gouging and it's corporate greed and all this nonsense. But the other thing is, when we pulled up, you know, it's Saturday 9:30, 10-ish, like the time where you see people sitting around waiting for a table out front. And don't get me wrong, we walked in and, you know, 85% of the tables were full.
Right.
However,
surprised that you got a table right away.
We used to see people camped out, and it'd be, you know, you wait your 15 minutes and chit chat and maybe run into some friends and this and that. And so we're like, geez, I wonder if they're closed this weekend or something. And of course they weren't, they were open, but, the usual waiting area was not, occupied.
Gotcha.
So just anyway, I think people are going to have one thing on their mind when they vote, and it's not going to be dogs and cats being eaten. I think it's how much they're paying for stuff.
Again, it's up to it's laying out there. The Republicans got to make the case.
And if somebody could quit talking about idiotic things,
we'll figure it out.
And paying attention to an idiotic ex Twitter something or other that, you know.
Just before we go to break,
go
second part of daycation is this is why I needed two naps.
Okay.
We had a beautiful dinner with the Higginses and Wendell and Colleen on Saturday. And 7 o'clock reservation.
Okay.
That's sleepy time almost.
Yeah,
to be on. I wanted to be on for Joe and everyone. I had to take another nap, which is okay. Two naps are good. And then, but a place I hadn't eaten in 25 years. And there's no reason for it. It's just that it's fine, but it wasn't. It's not one of those things where I got to drive around a mountain to
just
get there.
Just made it there,
and it's Pina on
Trattoria Pina. To get over there, how, is it, yes.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Good.
It's still nice inside. The server was great.
We're having a good dinner. I've only been there once, but I had a very nice dinner when I went.
Food was just fine. Like I said, but the problem is it's Italian food, so I'm cooking most of the stuff at home.
Bingo.
And I don't need to go out for such things, you know? And so if I'm going to do something, I usually get something that I don't make at home a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So like Mrs. D went for the eggplant. It's the layered eggplant with it kind of thing. And we do eggplant at home, don't get me wrong, but not as often because sometimes, you know, breading it, so that's a pain in the ass sometimes. You like feel a little lazy. So anyway, we had a great time. The conversation was amazing and just had a very fun time. And we closed the place down.
Congratulations.
As they all turned to me, the early bird go, when was the last time you closed the place down, Chris? Long time. So we had a beautiful
night. Might have been the Wildcat House when you're the foyer there.
Yep. Yeah. Hosing out all the puke and everything.
I wasn't going to go there, but that's where I was.
While the guy with the Vienna beef hot dog stand was right out front.
Oh, did they set one up out there?
Yeah, because we closed the kitchen at 9, so he had to make some post-drinking hot dog sales.
Just to help those 17 kamikazes you drank settle in a little better.
DeFilippo, Brother Joe, and our friends from Fellowship will be here, Square, in the last half hour, and... we're going to do Bumps Battle today. I was looking at best voices in music, and I saw a Rolling Stone ranking, and I'm sure that there is. But the top two, they said, was number one was Aretha Franklin, and number two was Whitney Houston. So we're doing Aretha versus Whitney today on a Monday. So
all right.
Let's do it. Here we go. And this could be this could be a actual theme song of Wake Up Tucson. It's called Think. Wake up. You know what I always was a with the horrible early demise of Whitney Houston, just on the output side artistically.
Sure.
The one thing I would have loved to seen her do, right, is I always wanted her to do a really good jazz standard album where it's like her and maybe a trio backing her. And that's it. So the music is just couching her nailing these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, again, this is what happens when you ruin your life with Bobby Brown. So sad to say. He's still walking around, though. Anyway, Matt, I did bring you, and Joanne, I didn't have time to bake this weekend, but I did bring you the little pumpkin spice cookies from Trader Joe's.
Oh,
they're going to be perfect with your cafe this morning, so... Because after, DeFilippo's getting pissed off that she misses all these food Fridays and there's nothing on a Monday. So
So just think, you're talking about with the Booch, Laura Iacobucci, wanting to do Fridays. Could you imagine Joanne
and the
Laura?
Booch. Oh, my Lord.
And food.
Well, just put McCluskey in there and then we have total chaos.
After that, he was the voice of reason last week.
It's true. I apologize, Sean.
He was the calming force.
I do have a rundown of stuff that I'm never going to get to today. Okay. Including I think the story, sometimes there's stories that get emailed to me by a variety of folks, right? I have Chief Information Officer Bill Number Two, right? Right. He's Chief Information Officer, right?
In addition to his Pliskin Acres official duties.
Correct. As the bagman. But then I get stuff from, of course, Matt and a whole bunch of you and Dr. Neil and all of these people. Bill sends me stuff. All these people are sending me stuff. Okay, Tony, the one that we're going to get to, I don't know if we'll get to today. This is just a fun tease, is the one that got sent to me with the most scoffing. I scoff.
Sir?
Is the Albuquerque Journal newspaper. Edmund Marquez goes to them to show them how to revitalize their downtown. Hi, scoffs. We'll get to it. If not today, I mean. Sorry. Anyway, what we're going to do, what I want to do is, so of course, Donald Trump has a guy on the golf course down in Florida, where it sounds like we had the man was attempting to assassinate Donald Trump. Okay. No shots directed at him. Also not injured. Ryan Wesley Routh. I always loved killers or attempted killers. They always use the middle name. I always loved that.
Right.
If he was just opening up the local Piggly Wiggly, they would call him Ryan Routh. But if you try to murder someone, it's Wesley, Ryan Wesley Routh. Was waiting for him at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. While Trump was golfing, Routh was dislodged from his vantage point thanks to Secret Service agents doing a routine security sweep ahead of Mr. Trump. They noticed his barrel poking through the course's shrubbery and opened fire. Routh dropped his equipment and fled, only to be apprehended by local police. A scoped AK-style rifle and GoPro.
Yeah.
He wanted to film himself killing Trump.
Sure. Yep.
The problem for some at CNN was not that we have a former and presidential candidate be the target of two assassination attempts over 65, is that it could be used to help Trump win election. It was part of their CNN's Juliette Cayern, national security analyst for the network, decided to blurt that out yesterday during their award-winning coverage.
Yeah,
you can tell I was watching the... Joe Burrow lose to the Swifties by a point last night.
Okay,
and you can tell they broke into the like in between for this special report.
Yes,
and you can tell like you can tell the lady's like, oh, we got to report this. She,
yeah, wow.
So we're gonna do when we come back. We're gonna remind everyone a little bit of one or two or 40 of the pieces of rhetoric. And then we say, well, why would someone who from the left hate Trump want to kill him? Right? Because, of course, as we like to say, it's back to that. If you could go back in time and kill Hitler as a baby, would you do it? It's got a little bit of that feel. So we're going to play you a montage of people shooting their pie holes off when we come back, and we'll discuss. Give us a call, 790-2040. You're on Wake Up Tucson. We have tomorrow is America's Best Mexican Food Palooza with Felipe and a bunch of different restaurants, so that should be kind of fun. Again, we're doing Aretha Franklin, considered the honorary godmother to Whitney Houston.
Mm.
And we're doing Aretha versus Whitney Houston, two of the greatest vocalists in the history of music.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. It's true. Let's see. Bev up in Catalina. This is for our boy Rex Scott, who keeps raising everyone's taxes. You know, retired, fixed income. Taxes went up $107 for the year. Then her house insurance went up $151 a year. So, you know, now you're up to $260 a year for a fixed income senior. You know, Rex Scott, they're making a decision on whether or not to pay you your extra property taxes or buy prescription drugs. I'm gonna use the Democrat thing. You're making that decision of whether or not, and we saved you on the cost of insulin.
And it's $40 for bacon and eggs. Everything.
Yeah, I mean, how much?
Here's the deal. They keep making the argument about we need more affordable housing, right?
Yeah,
we need and then they're doing everything they can on the back end to make things also more expensive for you.
Correct.
So it's like, if you really and truly believe that we need to cut the cost of things for people, do something that you have purview over, your own dang budget.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother Matt. Amen. So, So a guy was going to assassinate Donald Trump, two attempts in 65 days.
Yeah, somebody pointed out that Donald Trump has had as many assassination attempts at him as Kamala Harris has done serious interviews as a presidential candidate.
That is true. And so when people are like, well, that's weird. Why would they keep trying to kill Trump? Matt, it's actually the one below that. So as the guy with the baked beans would say, that's the one with Nance, that one. Yep. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
I gotta watch Nancy Pelosi and listen to her on a Monday morning.
Yeah, this is what we do for the folks. Let's do it.
You're a mean drunk.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Good grief.
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody
Maxine
from
Waters.
That cabinet, in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome. Anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and wow. our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day
Kamala.
In November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
The first gunshot was the savior of the Arizona Bowl shooting a Donald Trump clown in his video. Just to let you know that. Snoop Dogg. Which goes with that goes perfectly with the new sign that that Adelita Grijalva says it's great for Tucson.
So these folks apparently didn't listen to all the folks in the aftermath of the Gabby shooting.
Correct.
That's all.
Remember? Yeah,
or nor did they listen to the Institute for Civility and those nutballs.
Yep.
Nor did they listen to anybody.
So when the horrible shooting of Gabby and all those people
they blamed
happened
it on Sarah Palin and
they said it on heated rhetoric of talk radio. Right? Well, talk radio is nothing as close to this. Whatever went on before Gabby's shooting was 100th or 1,000th of what you just heard. Let's get to, quote, the Reverend. She calls herself the Reverend. Dr. Jackie Lewis. She was on MSNBC the day before on Saturday. It's outrageous, but expected by an authoritarian who wants to take us to Nazi Germany. We exploited racism, fascism to Nazi Germany. We know how to do it. Let's not pretend that Trump isn't exactly like Mussolini, exactly like Hitler. He's that guy. I mean, come on. And do the people on the right say some crazy ass things? Yes, they do. But nothing to the close to the level of now we've called Joe Biden senile and Kamala's in over her head. But I don't think any of us have ever said, man, they're like Hitler. These are dictators that need to be taken out. Even through all the crap Kamala and Joe put us through COVID, no one called for their death. But everyone's calling for Trump's death, including Snoop Dogg. I mean, come on, guys and girls. It's a joke. So here's the thing. Remember Trump said at the convention, you know, I'm just going to tell you about the shooting and I'm not going to talk about it. You better talk about it. They've handed this election to you. Now you just got to make the case. You got plenty of money to make the case. Make the case. I mean, the guy has had 2 attempted assassination attempts in 65 days. I mean, that is, I'm telling you, Trump, if you don't use it and then you lose it, I mean, why go through the whole thing of putting your hand up with the fight thing if you're going to bury it yourself? Go do it. You are still a challenge to the establishment. That's what the establishment hates you. I mean, I love all these people that have been, that their brain is, the establishment is great. What have they done that's great? I'm still figuring out. The federal government is the most inefficient beast possibly on the history of the world. It makes the drunken orgies of bureaucrats of Rome look effective. Come on. All right, let's get to a rundown of what I think I'm going to get to over the next 3 days. This is an interesting piece. It's in the Let Oral Valley Excel news blog. Richard did a little bit of a election analysis about the two winners, which was the two leaders, which was our friend Mary Murphy and Elizabeth Robb, and talked about how much undervoting there was, which also tells you a little bit of the divide in Oral Valley. The other one that's really interesting, County Attorney Conover's soft on crime policy causes need to bolster the Oral Valley magistrate court security. And Vice Mayor Barrett has a quote about the difficulty getting Pima County to prosecute criminals. So we're going to tell you how much more it's costing you in Oro Valley to make up for Laura Conover being a huge soft on crime county attorney. So we got some numbers.
Crime tax.
It's another crime tax on Oro Valley people. Of course, we have a little more on this Wesley Routh guy. I guess he was very pro-Ukrainian. That was his thing, but he also has some other connections.
Of that, yeah.
Officer in New York City, NYPD, gets $175,000 settlement after being punished for not honoring the NYPD friends and family courtesy cards during traffic stops. So the union was handing out courtesy cards to friends and allies of the union that they said if you showed it when you get pulled over, you're supposed to just get a warning and let them go.
Literally a get out of jail free card.
Correct.
I didn't know those really existed.
So we'll cover that this week. Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturns lower court ruling that allowed ballots with incorrect dates to be counted. I love that the lower court ruling said it was cool to have incorrect dates on things, which is just the best. I don't know if we'll get to it today. The greatest fact checked ever, which is Kamala Harris talking about how there are no American soldiers in war zones.
Oh my gosh.
And then what's happened is
many lies she told.
The way the video is, there's actually guys in the theater who are soldiers watching it. So you watch the video and then it rotates to them in the theater going, "What? We're right here." Again,
where are we?
Republicans, take that video right now and make commercials of it right now.
Well, and they talked to one of Harris's surrogates over the weekend on one of the news shows. And, quote, I put air quotes around the word news. And they asked her, would you please respond to this? And then she did the Kamala Harris thing. Don't answer it. Just talk around it.
Yep. Correct. There's the edited and the unedited. When you watch them together, it's amazing. Of that interview. University of Arizona releases safety survey report. And I put it on my Facebook page at Chris Fredis.
I mean, it's not like there's one or two in combat or in combat zones.
We had a guy.
It's 900.
Where that guy died.
Yes,
also.
People are dying.
Yes. Correct.
Houthis are shooting missiles at people and people are dying. Again, there's 900.
Again,
it's not like, oh, it's one or two, and I, you know, yeah, I forgot about one or two. No, it's like 900 Americans, including American hostages that were shot.
So the Democrats are handing this to you, right?
Yep, and he's talking about dogs and cats.
You have to make the case. Like, if I'm Carrie Lake, I would just keep talking about how Ruben Gallego has been a part of every bad vote or doesn't say a word about all the bad things going on. I saw a little bit of that. I have a little bit of hope. That's good. University of Arizona safety survey. We're going to go over that over the next couple of days. And there's a heat map where they let the students and personnel write what parts of campus do they feel unsafe. So that was interesting. Suspect accused of multiple armed robberies and alleged homicide dies after being located by TPD. Homicide on the south side. Detective searching for answers in fatal park shooting. Tucson looking for feedback on proposal for 6th Avenue underpass. I don't know how long that's... This is the one that we're going to change to the... To honor our good friend Donovan Durbin. This is by Alex Dowd on K-Gun 9. We'll get to that. South Tucson investigation finds no evidence in city manager creating a hostile work environment. The TUSD teacher who threatened to shoot up the Trump store set to lose teaching certificate. Cantoni has a good one called Tucson's New Shtick. And it's about, they came out with some survey about the billions of dollars that cultural tourism brings, and no one in reality believes it. So we'll get to that. Four people have been charged with $178 million worth of COVID fraud. We'll get to that. Let's see.
I wonder if it's like the drugs that are interdicted at the border, if the COVID fraud that they find is really 10%.
Oh yeah.
You know,
absolutely. There's a lot of, that's the other part of this whole inflation thing, right? Was the COVID fraud, right? All this money that went to nobody for nothing. So it's not like they're blowing it on. They're keeping it in their blue chip planning, you know, indexed annuity, right? They're blowing it on crap. Let's go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Visits our great sponsors, Aretha versus Whitney today. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news of dark. Dr. Neil just sent me Temptations versus Four Tops.
Now we're getting into the swing of things.
I already just sent it to you. So
yeah.
Neil just saved me work for tomorrow. Yeah. So especially because he put it in Spotify, so it makes it even easier. I just shoot the playlist over to Mateo.
Viral.
Very viral. Dr. D's coming up in top of the hour. I got her some little cute Trader Joe pumpkin cookies. So when she gets here, so gotta, you know, we still got to get our cannoli festival going. 790-2040. Limber lost Liz. What's up, young lady?
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment on what you're talking about. I think the reason why this rhetoric is happening is because there's no consequences. And I also believe that this all started in the COVID times with the protests from the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa and all of this, because there was no consequences. Nothing happened. So now people feel that this is all okay because they know there's not going to be any type of anything that's going to happen to them, this type of speaking, this type of behaving, this type of criminal activity. And I don't think it's going to get any better until they realize that they're going to face some type of consequence for this type of behavior.
So on the D left side, right, the ends justify the means, right? And their end is they must control all seats of power. That's their ends. So they have a media that keeps, here's the thing. Not only you have a media that lets them get away with the rhetoric, but facilitates the rhetoric and encourages the rhetoric and does the rhetoric themselves, right? That's the huge part of this. You have a media that's tied with a party that the ends justify the means, right? That's a real big thing here. Then you take the algorithmic echo chambers of the interwebs. right? Where all you do is whatever you click, you keep getting fed more, right? You're like a one of those a duck that they're feeding for foie gras. They keep shoving the food down your throat until your liver gets crazy. That's what the algorithms are doing to both sides. But when on this side, so all of these people, and then of course you have the passive aggressiveness of being kind of seen on the internet where you can just say the craziest ass things. So it all builds up to Trump is Hitler, and so we've now had a couple of people take a pop shot at him. And that, I think that's kind of where we're at. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, I don't even like watching the news anymore. And, you know, all the commercials that you're being bombarded with, you know, as far as who versus who, it's nothing positive. And it's just all beating up on each other. And like you said, the media is not, is a big part of it. They just don't know when to shut up, and they shouldn't be biased, right? You know, even Fox, we're unbiased. They shouldn't be biased. It's none of their business. I don't care what they think. I want them to give me news. I don't want their backhanded undertones affecting my news feeds, right? Because I just want to know what's happening in the world. I don't care what you think. I just want to know what's happening, what's doing this, not, oh, well, you know, this is because we feel. I agree with that. And I also agree with social media. You know, social media can be deadly. You can get stuck in the scrolling and then start going down rabbit holes. And then all of a sudden you have somebody who is, I don't know the word that I'm looking for, but is of a tender mind.
Sure.
And just pulled down this rabbit hole. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, I'm, you know, going to go this way. And it's easy to do. And, you know, I think too, a lot of people have lost their morals and their moral foundation. You know, Pool Guy and I were talking this morning about how we were raised with a moral compass and a moral foundation and what's right and wrong and knowing the difference. And I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think people really understand the difference between really right and wrong and what you can and can't say and what you should and shouldn't do. Does that make sense?
No. Again, remember, I've done a podcast called Faith, Family, and Schools because that's what feeds the culture. And all these things that we're dealing with when we talk on the day-to-day of this show is all downstream from a culture that's falling apart.
And where does that come from? Who does that come from? Does it come from the schools? Does it come from the parents? Does it come from all of us? I mean, I'm older. I'm in my early 60s. And, you know, you talk to these kids and it's like they're lost. And you think, well, is this because of their parents? But their parents are my kids. So where does that come from? And how does that stop?
This is a huge question with a minute left. So there's a couple of things. One, it's a degradation of churches, schools, colleges, and the family unit over a 50-year period. My libertarians will say that education's been more than 100 years of K through 12 government schools eventually really falling apart, right? How do you get back? I'm going to tell you something. A silver lining from COVID is all the kids that were pulled out of K through 12 government schools. And those are the kids that will help save America in the future. But they got to fight against all the zombies that have been going through K through 12 who can't read.
Wow. Okay.
That's part of it. There's a lot more meat on that bone, but I'm running out of time. So great call, Liz. Have a good week. Stay safe.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. D coming up next. Wake up, Tucson.